So one thing that's been on my mind about gardening is that when I tell people or show them my garden, you know, I oftentimes hear like the phrase, man, I wish I had done that, or I wish I knew how. And I guess to me, that always comes as somewhat of a surprise because, you know, I put a label on it saying organically grown, and somehow it gives it some prestige that it's not necessarily deserved. I mean, I go out there every morning and I water it. And like to say I do much more is really like stretching the truth. You know, I go out there and I watch it and I make sure a few things, but really what I'm doing is it's just spending time in the garden. And ultimately what comes from that is, you know, fruitful success. And so, you know, I think one thing I would like to say just off the bat is to anybody who has never gardened or, you know, always has wanted to, you know, that's all it takes is just a good start, maybe some spare time and land, but after you get the seeds in there, it's pretty much just very little upkeep, really. And I'd say I could talk a little bit more about growing and my experience with that this summer, because I went out on a limb and started growing a bunch of things that I'd never grown before. I have friends that helped me with this, and it seems it's somewhat of a communal effort, but we're tackling things that we've never done before. I have a little watermelon patch. I've never grown watermelons, but I have 6 growing right now, and they look great.
Nice.
You know, a lot of things I've done has to do with reading. I've read a lot of things on the internet, figured out that you could put corn, beans, and squash next to each other, and that they love it. So that's yields quite successful. So a lot of things I've tried, that nothing seemed to really fail. Nothing, I mean, even the things that don't produce that much or I thought would have produced more, they still produce. And then on top of that, you know, it's, you know, I'm always learning. So, you know, I definitely have learned a lot of things that I can do better for next year, but I wouldn't have done that if I didn't, like, what are the risks of gardening anyway? But, you know, just jumping out into unfamiliar territory. So there's that, thinking about that. It's really simple. I would really like to stress that, like, it's so easy to grow things. And what I found after that, we can segue into this, is it's really easy to sell things, too. And we're trying to make it even easier. Something that I spent some time thinking about today at the farmer's market, which I'm set up at the farmer's market, is I've been taking some donations and other things from other local farmers and gardeners that, you know, I have a whole, almost like a bushel of marigold heads, just like pretty flowers, that everybody, you know, you're supposed to deadhead them, you're supposed to clip them, and so they just want to get rid of them, you know, so I was giving them away for free. But then there's like other little things that people just have excess of, and they don't necessarily need or want compensation for it, so they just give it to me, and it comes from a local organic source, so I turn around and sell it. That being the understanding, and I'm wondering, this is the kind of thoughts, how we can turn this into more of like a collective, of like collectively gathering food from local gardeners. Now, I wouldn't mind to check the garden out and see if it's something that I wouldn't mind to sell, you know, I feel like would need to happen. But as it stands, none of us have large plots of land. We're all just doing this in our backyards or community garden plots. None of these are, you know, we're not working with 50 acres. this is small time, definitely gardening. But a bunch of gardeners together, and you've got a wide variety of some of the most interesting food. I mean, we have the time and the chances to grow like oddities. We have 4 varieties of basil, 6 varieties of tomato, couple, you know, different kinds of beans and squashes. And so we have the opportunity to grow much more diverse, where it's not necessarily seen in the more commercial, you know, 50-plus acre farming, which I think there's somewhat of a trend for, you know? So there's that, too. It's growing and growing in popularity. So it's easy to do. We're trying to make it easier to sell and maybe even make profitable. There's some things. Do you have any questions?
So I guess the other part of this is, how did you decide to sell? Like, how did you pick, like, where you were going to sell, and how did you get into the farmer's market?
Sure. One thing I'll start by saying is the Johnson City Farmer's Market costs $30 a year. You get signed up early on as long as they've got spots, and from my understanding, they still have spots. And then it costs $3 every time you sit down, and every Saturday or Wednesday, whenever you go out, which is pretty easy to make up pretty quickly. I just got signed up in their food stamp program, where now I accept food stamp tokens, which they didn't always do, and I very much appreciate that. It's a little background of where I'm doing it. Now, how? I didn't pay the 30. Somebody else did. Somebody else was using, this is just my personal story. They were selling arts and crafts, and they tended not to be out there every week. And so under her name, I'm just using her,
awesome.
You know, and they don't mind at all. They even said, you know, as long as it's getting used, we don't care. I would suggest maybe in the future, suggest to myself or anybody, to get a spot. It's $30. I mean, it goes to something that you're trying to make a good farmer's market there. So there's that. Now, I guess I'm growing all this stuff, and maybe it's my liberal ways, but I never really even wanted to put a price tag on anything. I was so reluctant to charge for these things, but I guess you know, I have several friends that are helping in this endeavor that are wanting to make somewhat of an occupation out of this, and so that's gardening to the next level, I would say. So with any occupation, you need to make money. And so I think that's the idea from it. Now, nobody's like grossly overcharging. I'm making sure of that. And in fact, if anything, we're undercharging for just about everything. I set up a booth where just about everything on the table is like $2. Mm-hmm. I've got it on a little sign, and it really draws people in. Everything's $2. Come on down, $2 booth. It really brings them in. My first time going to the farmer's market, after sitting there for, you know, a good, I think it was like 3-4 hours, including setup and breakdown, I made $78 between me, and we split that between a friend of mine who is very involved in gardening and growing things as well. Now, I feel like I said a couple parts of your question. Was there anything else to that question?
I think that was pretty much it. And so for the prices that you had, how did you decide to go with the $2?
Oh, man. I guess soon, especially if this turns into more of a collective, we'll keep a book of who gave what and then, like, what's been sold. That sounds so complicated,
right.
Man. So I'm just like, man, I'll just sell it all for $2, and mm-hmm. I can figure out it's a nice even number.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit more than one, but not more than three. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
We bunch things up. So, like, you know, normally people sell, like, you go to the grocery store, you get parsley and sprigs for 99 cents. You just double that and sell it for $2. And it's organic, too, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, $2 something is a round number, but the going rate, like what we got basil growing for, we could probably stand up, sell it for more, but like I said, I'm not in this for the money, but mm-hmm. there stands to be money to be made. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
So is there anything else you would say to someone who wanted to start their own kind of, you know, backyard garden?
Yes, or? Do it. Like, just do it. And, you know, put a little forethought into it, you know, but not like a strenuous forethought, just, like make sure you're gardening in a place that isn't getting sprayed by any, you know, pesticides or, you know, just take a good survey around your area. Make sure there's plenty of sun, and there's little things that, like, once you start thinking about it, you're like, oh, that makes sense. I probably shouldn't do this where, you know, it gets no water ever. Mm-hmm. Or would be very hard for the hose to get to it. There's a lot of little things that you just think about, but it just kind of comes naturally after a while. And, you know, it's 21st century and we're reinventing the wheel, you know. I love studying ideas of permaculture and more sustainable agriculture, but really all it is just common sense stuff that you just acquire over time. So what I would say to that is just put a little forethought into where you're putting your garden and what you're putting into it and what's already there. As for what you want to grow, find a niche. We got a guy at the farmer's market that sells peppers. He's awesome. That's what he does. I mean, then there's people who have a wide variety and they do well too, though. So, you know, it's just wherever you want to go with that is up to you. But planning it out and maybe figuring out, I don't need to be a pepper guy because we already got, you know, that guy. You know, I don't know. Find a niche and then just rock it.